Jay, we're 3 weeks, into the cross country season. What have you learned so far? And what are some things that are still kind of up in the air as far as cross country is concerned?
Well, we've got an 8-week season. And so after 3 weeks, it's still pretty early. And I'm not sure that I know very much at all. There are a few things that I'm certain about. First, Carson Necker from Hardington Newcastle is still really, really good. He ran a 15:01 last week at Norfolk Catholic and looked to have a good shot to break 15 minutes this past Monday at Wayne until he took a hard fall in the cement with about 400 meters to go. So despite laying on the ground, he still finished in 15:21, which was one of the best times in the state this year. I just don't think anybody at Class C state meet is going to be within 2 minutes of Carson. And he has a great chance to win that all-class gold. Another thing I'm pretty certain about is that the Lincoln East girls are the best team in the state. They have 3 girls ranked in the top 7, and they've got so much depth, probably 10 to 12 deep, that I just don't see a serious threat to them. And then finally, the best race of the year so far has been at Chase County last Thursday. Terry Robertson of Wallace and Jarrett Miles of North Platte, St. Pat's, ran step for step for the entire 5K. They've got the fastest times in Class D this year, and they should face off at least one more time before they get to state. Unfortunately, that's about all I know for sure. We've got a number of top athletes who are fighting injuries, and a few who are highly ranked in our preseason polls that haven't yet raced. Other than the Lincoln East girls and the Norris girls, I think the team races in the other 6 divisions are wide open. I can't even make an educated guess for Class C and D because there are just so many strong teams out there. And right now the West teams are kind of beating up on each other and aren't running into the East teams. So it's unclear who's better. I do have to say, though, the Class C girls race is going to be very interesting on an individual basis. Lindy Henning of Ogallala and Sammy Rodewald of McCook have already faced tough competition. They're running great. But top-ranked Keely Green of Arlington really hasn't had to face a deep field yet. We expect all 3 of those girls to be at the UNK meet on September 26th.
Yeah, that meet a couple of Mondays from now is always a big one. You got all the classes, you got a ton of kids, and boy, it's always a challenging course as well at UNK, isn't it?
It is, and I think that it's gotten bigger. The teams have realized that if they want to perform well at state, it sure is helpful to get a preview of the course and really to run against a deep field, because most of the top state contenders, particularly for Class B through D, are going to be at the UNK meet.
Hey, going back to that race at Chase County between Robertson and Miles, I was there to watch that, and it went back and forth. Trey was off to a good start. Miles' kid snuck up. He led for a while. It kind of went back and forth, and as you've got the video on your website from Coach Stroop over at Dundee County Stratton, that was a heck of a sprint to the finish, wasn't it?
Well, it was, and it's a little bit of a change from the week before where they faced off the first time. Trey had never run a 5K race before 2 weeks ago. He was a football player until this year, his senior year. And so in that first race, Trey went out just guns a-blazing. I think he ran a 5:09 first mile. And Jarrett sat back thinking that Trey would come back to him, and he never did. So I think he got within maybe 8 seconds of Trey, but Trey took the win. So this past week at Chase County, Jarrett changed up his strategy and went out hard with Trey. They went through the first mile at 5:07 and just battled the entire time. And Trey pulled out the win by less than a second. What's really interesting, though, these guys are both good friends. They were at the FCA cross country camp this summer. And in fact, we knew that Trey was going to run cross country because Jarrett let us know about it. So 2 great guys, 2 great competitors, probably the best in Class D. And boy, if we could have some more races like that, that would be incredible.
Are there any other classes where the individual titles you feel are up for grabs?
Well, I think Jordan Arns of Crofton is still the favorite for Class D. She's the only one to only Klefki girl to break 20 minutes this year, and she's done it in both of her races. In Class B, we think Masudi Ojerso of South Sioux City looks good so far, but Riley Boonstra of Norris was the top contender last year, and he's still doing well. And then there are three or four boys from both Lexington and Scott who could challenge for the title. On the Class B girls' side, two girls seem to stand out, Madison Seiler of Garing and Cassidy Stuckey of York. Both of those girls have gone under 19:15 twice this season. They're the only two Class B girls to do that. And barring injuries, it just seems like that's going to be a showdown between those two. Hopefully we'll get to see it at UNK, but definitely at State.
How about Class A, Jay? Any favorites right now in Class A?
Well, J.C. Severs from Elkhorn South came into the season as the overwhelming favorite. She had a killer track season and then topped it off with a great run at Nike Nationals in June. But she's yet to race this fall as she recovers from a minor injury. It's not a huge concern when you're as good as she is. These early season meets don't mean that much, so caution is the best approach. Now, Stella Miner of Westside and Mia Murray of Lincoln East had a great duel this last Friday. Murray had the early lead at the Millard South meet. Miner came from behind and took the lead at about 2 miles and held on for an eight-second win. So I do think that J.C. Severs, Stella Miner, and Mia Murray are the cream of the crop in Class A. In terms of boys, Isaac Ochoa of Norfolk is still ranked number one. Run two incredibly fast races. I got to watch him run at the Omaha Central meet on Saturday morning. He ran a 15:40 solo. Was alone from probably 400 meters on. But the margin between the top five boys in Class A is incredibly small.
What races are you looking ahead to now?
Well, we've already talked about that UNK invite on Monday, September 26th. I just think that's going to tell us a lot about the state meet. We'll have at least two nerds there taking pictures of all eight races, and if you could get the time off, that's a great race to see. The Friday before the UNK meet, though, Carson Necker and the Hardington team are going to be racing in California in an invitational meet. This could be the first time in 3 years that Carson has had serious competition for an entire race. And if he runs well there, I think there's a good chance he's going to break that 15-minute barrier. We're also excited for this Saturday. The Woody Greeno Collegiate Meet is being held in Lincoln. There should be 9 teams from Nebraska, plus at least 10 other colleges, so it's a pretty large collegiate meet. It's also fan-friendly, and let's face it, it might be a little bit more entertaining than that Nebraska-Oklahoma football game.
It just might be. No question. Yeah, we haven't really touched on collegiate cross-country, but a lot of great Nebraska teams right now.
Yeah, there are. And I mean, I think the great thing about high school cross country is there are probably easily over 100 kids each graduating class to go on to compete in college. Some are super high level competitors, and some of them just want to be on a team and keep competing. And so we have some small colleges in Nebraska that have provided a great home for runners, and yet they're competing nationally too. Doan and Concordia and Hastings and several other schools have done very well on the national level in the NAIA, and I know Westland has done very well at the D3 level.
Jay, we always enjoy our talks with you, talking on the latest on the Nebraska State cross-country work, and our listeners find out more about Nebraska high school cross-country.
Well, we feel like we're the go-to source for Nebraska high school cross country. So our website is preprunningnerd.com, and it includes our weekly nerd letter. We just dropped another one this morning. We also have individual rankings, coaches rankings. We have meet results. We're, I think, batting 1,000 so far this year for meet results. And then we have links to our race pictures. We've got 10 volunteer nerds who are hitting meets all over the state, knocking out about 8 meets a week. And so we've got photos for 26 meets that we've posted on our Facebook page in just the first 3 weeks of the season. So we've got a lot to see on that website at preprunningnerd.com.
Next couple of weeks are going to be fun to watch. Jay, always appreciate the time. Keep up the good work. Folks, hit that website, hit the Facebook page. It's well worth it. And Jay, keep up the good work. We'll talk to you again down the line.
All right. Thank you, sir.